The drums of war are beating. No man can be trusted.
What happened to Dorcas?
I put poison in his mutton.
Build an army. Trust nobody. Fire Emblem. Only on Game Boy Advance. Rated everyone.
Game Boy. Hello, and welcome to Two Lords and One Sword, a podcast that is mostly dedicated to Nintendo games that aren't necessarily aimed for children. On the docket today, a brand new Fire Emblem Heroes banner is announced, and for our game focus, we are going to take a deep dive in the Pokemon Let's Go. And if we have time, we're probably going to talk a little bit about FE Cypher. And joining me today to answer the biggest question of what happened to Dorcas is my co-host, Neil. Neil, how are you doing?
Pretty good.
What happened to Dorcas?
I put poison in his mutton.
Poison in his mutton.
Whoa!
Build an army, trust no one.
Fire Emblem.
Anyways, we might as well get into our first topic. Neil, the new banner came out, I mean, last week, and how do you feel?
Don't pull yet.
I was going to say, it is, for those of you who don't know, it is a two-unit banner with two OCs.
Yay.
So I'll let you take it away, dude.
Surtur, who was like the big antagonist that you didn't get to kill till like, what, like the last two chapters, I think, of like this book two. He showed up every once in a while with that, like, you know, I think they called it Muspel's Flame instead of Embly Award. The I'm invincible sacred seal. Make it a defense map.
Yay. I mean I literally just like skipped the dialogue.
Yeah. I mean, I usually
like, this is cringy.
If I can skip the like beginner difficulty, I skip it. I just play the lunatic, get the like the for paralogues you can do it. I just play the lunatic for the like the orbs from the quests or whatever. And then I usually just like leave the other difficulties and I'm like, "Oh, I need orbs." Well, there's like five story mode things like, I can do if I want.
Yeah.
They're all hard difficulties, so
I tend to do hard first.
I usually do lunatic just cuz I can get two orbs and then I'm like hopefully good.
So the two units we got, I don't even have
Surtur with
Surtur.
He's got Steady Stance 4, Hooray Power Creep, which is kind of busted because it's guard built in with like +8 defense on enemy phase. So
yeah,
it's good. It's probably like, aside from distant counter, it's probably the best A skill scoring wise, unless you really want to run Deathblow 4. Because Deathblow 4, it's only on Brave Celica, which, I mean, she's had one banner. Surtur is easier to get because he's in the green color. And I just think most of arenas, I think, defensive now, I think, rather than Deathblow, woo! Because I think that's better on, like, ranged units or Celica.
Yay.
So, there's that, and then you have shitty Lolly that, don't pull for her. She doesn't seem very good.
I was going to say, shitty Lolly. Your brother pulled on it.
Yeah. I don't know why. I think he just wanted her because Lolly, I assume. Like, looking at her, she's not very, she's fast.
She's not great. I like her voice. What'd she say? Like, down,
down. Boingy, boingy, snow.
Something like that. Boing, boing, boing. It's like, oh, okay. What happened to Dorcas?
Her A skill's kind of useless.
Useless.
I mean, it's good, but, like, to set it up, it's like, well, you're running a mage anyway, so why not just use a good mage, like, loot? I mean, that, like, completely obsoletes her, right?
Because Larachelle's a mage?
Yeah, like, you run, like, I think Larachelle could, like, if you have, like, a good Larachelle, she'll be as good, if not, like, more consistent. Like, especially, like, on a horse team, if you give Larachelle, like, a Blarblade, probably, like, pretty good. I mean, like, it's probably... Is she the best Blarblade user? Probably. For a horse team, at least. Because you don't want to run that on Reinhardt. Because, I mean, Dire Thunder is what everyone uses, so...
Because the drums of war are beating, right?
Exactly.
Drums of war are beating.
The good thing about the banner, if you want a bunch of free Surtur's... Or just a bunch of Surtur's, you can get them pretty easily. He's like,
apparently so.
He's the easiest character to pull, like, ever. So.
Oh, wow.
if it, like, out of every unit that has ever come out, aside from maybe the Falchion Banner, he's the easiest, like, 5-star you can pull. I mean, the Falchion Banner was kind of a mess, so... I mean, I guess yeah. I guess the blue banners were also kind of a mess. Hey, like, here, you can pull all these good blue mages, or you could accidentally pull, like, a Taltia. And it's like, oh.
Oh.
Which was okay. The worst thing on that banner, so it was actually kind of decent. And then you pull on the other one, you're like, oh, no. 5-star Odin. 5-star Reinhardt. Oh, God.
Why would I think my problem with that was I was so excited because it was, or at least me and you were speculating that FE4, it would be an FE4 banner.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, it might be teen, because we don't really have much.
I thought it would be second generation because
yeah.
The first generation just came out, and it was like,
I think second generation
could come because we have, what, like 2
And
units?
Then the OCs came. So
no, we have like
yeah.
5 units, I think, from second generation, one being Ishtar. Enemy exclusive.
Now what worries me is that we might get 2 unit banners now, and I don't think
we're going to be getting 2 unit banners. I think the reason we got this 2 unit banner was because they're dumping all the book 2 units
because book 3
and
comes out next.
Like, they could have easily have put the other unit who's probably going to be our legendary unit. They could have put him in this banner, but they wanted to make him a legendary unit. So,
yeah.
He's there. And then Garnif, I don't know, he showed up.
I guess? I don't know, he's not Dorcas.
He showed up. Roy, like, hard soloed that map. Good job, boy.
Good job, Roy. You can't beat Garnif, dude.
You can't beat him.
You can't
dude
beat
says
him.
It in the game. He says you can't beat him.
You can't beat Garnet.
I mean, you actually
dude.
Like can't beat him on that map. I'm pretty sure he just double and take damage.
Oh. So that's what happened to Dorcas.
Yeah, he just got beat by Garnet, yeah. Obviously, yeah.
Yeah.
He found out like he couldn't hit him with an axe and he was just like, I don't know what to do.
Well, I'm gonna eat some mutton, no.
Yeah,
he had some bad mutton earlier. Oh. Rip Dorcas.
Yeah, so
Gamba not forgotten.
I'd say wait for the legendary banner if you want to pull on this. And yeah. then if you're going to pull on this, pull green. Because you can
pull
get Surtur and maybe like 50 orbs.
I've got like a little bit of orbs that I'm saving for the legendary
See,
banner.
The thing that's going to be good about the legendary banner is it's going to probably have Innis. Summer Innis.
Summer Innis? Summer Noir, dude.
Summer
that's
Innis.
What we need.
It's going to have probably the first of... Season 2 Brave units, I think, will probably show up. So, who knows?
Oh, are we going to get meme stuff?
What?
Veronica?
Yeah, meme we might stuff? Get Veronica. That's my concern.
Oh.
The most busted unit in the game is showing up. Oh, boy.
She's stuff.
I just hate playing against her.
I wish I could give her staff to worse.
Yo. I mean, it's not even that her staff's... the reason her staff is good... is
yeah.
because it's Peshkat, which is Soth's knife, except it's got Dazzling Staff built in. So you don't take any recoil, you have the most, like, offensive staff unit in the game, and she's on a horse.
Yep.
Yay!
So that's what happened to Darkus.
you kill her, you give a Windfire Balm to, like,
to
Weirs, and you move on.
And you move on with your life and forget that you pulled her.
Yep.
But yeah, then... That's probably what I'm going to do.
You're actually going to kill her for Wind Fireball?
No.
Oh.
I'll pull
I'm
banner.
I'm hoping we don't get her. I'm hoping we get, like, Ephraim instead. And then it's Ephraim, like, Brave Ephraim.
I'm hoping we get Dorcas.
Brave Ephraim on the same banner with Summer Innis and then Gunthra. Because I don't have any of them.
Legendary Weirs.
Well, I have Legendary Ephraim. But at the same time, it's like,
so,
I wouldn't mind more.
So people are thinking, I guess we'll probably talk about this a little bit. People are thinking about the next legendary unit to be Fjorm's brother.
Oh, yeah. What was his name again?
I don't...
I
OC that I don't want.
Oh, Harid.
Harid?
He's a sword unit with hope. Probably it's going to be Fjorm, but red.
How about no? And we get legendary Dorcas and stuff.
I'm pretty sure it's going to be him because his sound files are already in the game. all of his voice lines. He has no stats, they probably will just use the normal pitcher.
This is when we're going to get Legendary Celica instead, right?
I mean,
right?
I mean, that's Erica very came out of nowhere, along with Tiki, yeah. who also came out of nowhere. And Marth broke the chain of, Tiki. Like, genders. Unless he's a girl, but then we got two more girls after.
Yo, female Marth, make it happen. Name her Mars.
We already have female Marth.
Do we?
Yeah.
No, not Lucina. Like, actual just female Marth.
So, wait, are we talking like, Sita or, like...
No, like, gender-bent Marth.
Well...
Like, Mars.
Can we not just get, like, Black Knight in a wedding dress instead? Like, Black Knight?
Gordon, can we get Legendary Gordon? Make him a good unit, please.
Can we just get, like, alts of, like, other, like, units that, like, don't need alts?
Yo, an alt for Gordon that gives him the fucking anime face and...
It's just anime Gordon. He has like a unique like ability that just it's like a special that's just called But Mars.
Insta kills everybody.
It just calls down Mars. Like the planet.
Like the planet.
Yeah. It just crushes the enemy. I mean, we were going to go to Mars for Awakening, but they're like, nah, it's probably a bad idea to go to space for like
the And then we had a whack ass story instead.
I mean, it was better than going to space. I like time travel a lot more than going to space in a fantasy game.
I want more zombies, please. Zombie apocalypse, Fire Emblem, free houses.
I mean, isn't that Echoes and like FE8?
Build an army, trust no one.
Well, I mean, how would you trust zombies?
Dude, they're goofy. They'll follow you. Zombies are goofy. You heard it here first, folks. Zombies are goofy little bastards.
But they're Anyways, terrors.
Moving on, we're gonna go straight to our game focus because you know that's about it for Heroes.
I mean,
update.
We could be like, "Hey, 3.0's coming! Whoa! 3.0. Hopefully, they demote a bunch of 5-star locked units." Yeah.
I mean, we'll talk about it later. We'll talk about it once when it finally comes out. For me, it's just kind of like, eh, and like, especially the guys at the Discord are like, "Oh, you don't want story content?" And I'm like, "No."
I mean,
no.
I think the one good thing about story content is orbs.
Is orbs? Yeah, it's cringy in my opinion. And I hate the OCs. I like Anna, but that's about it. It's like
Anna. You're bad. The reason you like Anna is she's normally in the game.
She's an axe unit, dude.
Oh, I mean, yeah, okay. That's your reason. Like one of the things was when the game had its first anniversary. Can we get an anniversary banner? And it's like four Annas on a banner.
Please.
It's like you can repull the Axe Anna. You can pull Colorless Anna, which is from like Fates, right? You can pull
can we get the one from Warriors?
Sword Anna. Well, I mean, that's the same one, basically. We can take the Warriors design. It's slightly better, I guess, maybe. I think Awakening. She has a hat, I think. I don't remember.
Yeah.
And then we get the Awakening one, who's got a sword. And we need one more Anna. Either that or we just make it a 3 Anna banner. Okay, wait, what are we missing? Blue.
Spear.
Blue. Villager Anna. But no, better yet, we get the swimsuit Mage. Anna from the DLC in Awakening, but it's like based on the merchant class, but it's got her swimsuit outfit instead.
Oh, no.
Because, I mean,
would
you
we
prefer
need a fan
Anna
service,
with
right?
a massive backpack and green hair? Which is kind of weird, right. because why you're did right. she have green hair? I don't even know if she had green hair in, like, the portrait. I think it was just she had green hair battle animations, because other things.
How about instead of an anniversary banner, we get a Dorcas banner? With Dorcas, Dorcas, and Dorcas.
Are these, like, the Dorcas, like, from Dorcas Emblem, where, like, one of them has got a headband, and he's like, it's Roy, but his name is Dorcas.
Yeah, we get Dorklina.
Dorklina. That's our FE6 banner.
Yeah,
I'm sure no one would be mad. No one.
No one. I mean, I'll be fine if it's Dorcas.
I would be upset because like we have not gotten one banner. I realized this before everyone else started. Was like, wait a minute, yeah, there's no banner for FE6. Like halfway, like about like 6 months ago, I was like, wait. We have not gotten an FE6 banner yet. What is going on? I mean, they added Ulm to the game before Ike, so that's weird.
How about we pull
new Ulm before
probably
Ike?
Probably 3DS games.
Well, like, Echoes wasn't. I guess Echoes was announced once Fates Heroes was announced, but like, they added the new Ulm before Ike made it into the game. Ike was on the front cover of like, he was on the title screen for like Heroes, right?
Yeah.
And then he didn't make it in before Ulm, who wasn't on the title screen, made it in. So I was just like, what?
Yo, for my channel, instead of playing through FE6, we'll just play through FE6 Dorcas Emblem?
Oh, no. Oh, no. Like, I was going to suggest something interesting we could do for it, but that was not it at all.
Aw, rip.
And it had to do with playing FE7 first, but...
We'll play for seven. We'll do seven,
and then I don't want to say what we'd do because we probably won't end up doing it because I don't know. It might make the game easier, but at the same time, FE6 is pretty difficult. So who knows? If we play through hard mode, it's very difficult. So until you get to like fear,
we'll see. Yeah, let's hope. Let's hope, you know, because we're gonna be going through Hector hard mode. Spoiler alert, guys.
Yeah, that'll be fun. The first, six chapters will be I'm cancer, scared, and that'll guys. Be easy till end game.
End game. Should I do Lin easy mode first? Tutorial? No.
Are we gonna touch... I mean, I could just be like, hey, you wanna do Lin hard mode? Just run through it real quick. I don't even need to be there. There's like seven units on each map.
I assume you're just gonna send me the save file, and then we'll just go from there.
We'll just skip it.
Or the ROM, at least.
Yeah. Well, I think I just have to send a save file, because I don't think I'm going to change... unless I need to put, like, make it so that, I don't know, like, Sarah, instead of having ponytails, has, like, Mulder's animation, but, like, why would we want that? We need pigtails.
Can we get Dorcas to have Mulder's animation?
Why would he heal for an axe?
Well, no, he doesn't heal. He still has that animation. He does damage. He just takes off his shirt and they take damage.
You know, for the Dorcas emblem for, I think it's for FE7, which I think there's a Dorcas emblem for that game as well. Of course. They have different animations that are like all based on Dorcas. Like they have like a light mage animation that's based on Dorcas. They have a heal that's based on Dorcas.
So off topic.
I think Lin just has axes. Like, that's the only difference.
Dorcas. What happened to Dorcas? Dorcas. All right. Anyways, moving on, we have ourselves a little game focus. Because, Neil, I broke, and then the next day, you shortly broke.
Fine. Sure, we'll do this.
Fine. We'll do this. I bought Pokemon Let's Go Eevee.
Because he said he was going to get Ultra Moon, and then...
I bought Ultra Moon at the exact same time. We'll talk about that game later. I'm still in the tutorial.
Yeah, so, it turns out, like, the first quarter of the game's tutorial.
Is tutorial. It's like Lin mode.
Oh, no. Don't even talk about Lin mode. Lin mode, it's like, you'd think, oh, okay, so it's just like, I, you know, get babied around. No, if you don't do what the game tells you to do, it, like, makes you sit through, like, owl-length, like, dialogue from, like, Ocarina of Time. I don't know if you've dealt with the owl yet, because I think you got stuck on, like, the first temple.
Oh, yeah, probably.
So you probably didn't get to the owl, but the owl is notorious.
All right, well, is he, like, notorious?
He was the first...
Is he Animal Crossing, dude?
No,
bad?
He was the first instance of starting you on no... instead of yes for did you understand that?
Oh.
And the text scrolls kind of slow in that game.
Rip.
So, yeah.
So that's what happened to Dorcas.
Yeah, that's where that starting on no came from with Nintendo.
I see. Rip. So, anyways, I bought Let's Go Eevee. You bought Let's Go Pikachu. I underestimated this game. I thought it would be baby's first Pokemon. I still kind of think it is.
It depends how you play it.
But it's pretty fun, I'd have to say.
I don't mind the difficulty. It's kind of whack middle game, but I think that's where it's kind of the most difficult.
Yeah. I think that it is... Oh.
It's very easy the first two.
Yeah.
Would you say when would you say it first gets difficult?
Koga.
Koga? You think it? Well, I mean that was the normal like Koga. Difficulty jump. I think it kind of gets difficult around. What would I say? Because I want to say like post like rock tunnel, it starts to get a little more difficult.
Yeah.
But I think the minute you have a team, it starts to get difficult. Yeah. I think that's one of the things where it's kind of weird because like you get a team and you're like, oh man, yeah, like I'll just use this team, and then you get under leveled because
yep,
that's not how they want you to play the game.
I like gave it a bunch of flack when it first came out, when I first realized, oh, you don't battle the legendary wild Pokemon.
You battle the legendaries. They're totems. Yeah, yeah. And I was like, no, why? Why did this come back? They don't call
You don't battle those. The wild Pokemon, but honestly, I welcome it, especially in this one.
I think it was handled decently well, surprisingly. Decently.
Yeah.
I don't like how they handled experience, but...
Yeah, that's the thing. Best way to grind is to catch Pokemon. It's like, oh,
it's okay. Better than battling trainers. More experience.
I think it is better to... I honestly feel like they could do without random encounters now as well. I feel like that random encounters, we're kind of past that, especially with the RPG scene. Most of them have been in the overworld, like Dragon Quest got rid of random encounters. I think Final Fantasy still did it up until about 15. They stopped doing it. It's like,
wait, is 15 feel really like the first game?
I think so. I think, wow. Because I know 10, 10-2, 11 was an MMO. I'll have to check 13. 13 I don't know was about like, 12 and 13.
I don't think 13 had random encounters, but it was also hallway, supposedly, for the first, like, 50% of the game or something.
Yeah.
I just remember, 14. Like, the newer Final Fantasies are, like, big, like, real-time strategy things, where all I see is Noctis flying around so with a sword. So
I hate 15 so much. 15's just Kingdom Hearts combat where I just
that's what it looks like.
It's like I don't want to press one button over and over again. Anyways, we're getting off topic. I feel like that Pokemon can get rid of random encounters. Shiny hunting is so fucking easy in this. Oh my god. As we speak, I'm hunting for a Vulpix. All I'm doing is standing there. I got my chain of 31. Just kind of stand there and wait. It's just like, oh, this is great pastime at work, especially for me.
You just sit until you see a sparkle, I guess.
See a sparkle, because you see the shiny Pokemon in the overworld. So. Yeah, so it's like so far I've caught a shiny Bellsprout today, and right before we recorded, actually started a call, so about an hour ago, an hour and a half ago, and then earlier this morning at work I caught a shiny Pidgeotto. So it's
trying
like,
to get a Bellsprout. Well,
trying to get a Bellsprout. No, I have a shiny Bellsprout, and I'm going for Vulpix. So, yeah, I'm probably going to grab some shinies. It's pretty good. The partner Pokemon are kind of busted, but...
I think Eevee's busted. I'm not so sure about Eevee's Pikachu. Busted. Pikachu, he's been... he's not been pulling his weight. He gets mad at me because I'm not using him in battles because he's, like, higher leveled than, like, my other Mon. But, like...
Eevee sits on my head, so...
I think it's just because I think Eevee's busted because he gets just every move is good, it seems, for him. Either you're recovering, every move has like a secondary effect, it seems. With Pikachu, you get like the first one and it's like, oh man, this is super good. Then you get Thunderbolt, and Thunderbolt's just like slightly better because Pikachu, I think, has slightly more special, I think, in this.
No.
And now then one of the moves, but I didn't grab any of them.
I feel like one of the reasons why it's a little bit harder for us is because we're using whack-ass mons.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, think, you have I think two it's harder for me bit. Because I just skipped a bunch of story and went to the eighth, like the seventh gym, like after the fourth. So it's like I need
for
difficulty.
For me, it was just kind of Yeah, true. I just kind of went straight to Koga. I kind of started skipping trainers as well, because I'm like, well, I'll just grind by catching Mons, because I'm shiny hunting.
Yeah. Catching Mons gives you way too much experience.
Catching Mons. Gopark is amazing. It's hilarious. I have a level 20 Mewtwo just in my box.
See, the thing with Gopark is, if I go there, I'm going to look at Go and be like, shit. I don't have, like, any good Mons in here. Like, I think the rarest mon I have in Go that I can actually transfer is probably a Charmander. Or, like, a Bulbasaur. I don't think I have a Squirtle.
I mean, I have quite a bit. I have quite a bit.
I mean, I have, like, I have rarer mons, but they're, like...
Actually, like my Cinequil. My Starmie. My
but,
Starmie
like, I can't send that, so...
My Starmie on my team is from, Pokemon Go, along with my Dratini. So...
Yeah, that explains where you get
that
them.
Explains I'm why I have like, a Dragonair.
Wait a minute, how would I... Because, like, I know where you get Staryu. You can get Staryu, like, right outside of, like, Lavender Town, I think. But, like, when I think Dratini, Dratini was Safari's own, like, rod. So I'm like, there's no rod in this game. Do I have to, like, surf, like, on some route with, like, a river or something? Like... Wait, where would I go? I don't even know. It's probably on some route. You probably have to use a lure because it's like the rarest thing ever.
Yeah, well, guess what? I just grab one from Go.
I don't think I have a Dratini in Go. I don't know if I have any. Wait, I don't even know.
Dratini's a raid.
Really?
He's a 1-star raid. You can probably do him by yourself.
Wow.
Maybe. You might want to level up.
Dude,
you know
I have that Typhlosion.
When you're in town with me.
I have a Typhlosion.
When you're in town.
I think I'm good.
Yeah.
Apparently
when
he's
you're in
top tier, so.
Yeah. When you're in town with me, we'll hit a bunch of raids.
Oh boy.
I'll level you up.
In the middle of December. It's gonna be community day. We're gonna be freezing.
Oh yeah, dude.
I'd be like, can I just go home and play Smash?
Please, Smash. Oh dude, doubles. Oh man. Oh we're getting so off topic this episode. Anyways.
Go. Good.
Good. It's good.
Trainers are OP for some reason.
I
level up moves kind of whack. It feels kind of like almost Gen 1, which
I think I'm going to say this
in not a good way.
I think I'm going to say this. If you are a fan of Pokemon, if you've grown up with Pokemon, I think it's worth the $80, the price of admission.
Yeah, like
I think so.
Cuz I like I wrote down as my only note, I think this is the definitive version of Kanto because when you play Fire Red Leaf Green, you're locked to using like the first generation anyways.
Yeah.
So it's not like you're really losing out on any mons. The only thing you're losing out playing this version over playing Fire Red Leaf Green is the islands.
Yeah.
Which
yeah.
instead of the islands you get a post game of there's that TM. You get a post game of fighting every single trainer with every single mon at, like, what, they're, like, level 50, roughly? Oh, except for Ditto. Yeah. The Ditto guy doesn't battle you, because that would be silly. Which is why there's a coach trainer with Ditto as his only mon. So you can just battle that guy instead.
Yeah. But, yeah, I definitely gave it a bunch of flack, but I'd say it's pretty good
Surprisingly good. Everyone, I think they trashed it with reviews on, like, review sites, but if you watch people that, like, do a let's play the game, like, a bunch of, I don't think reviewers are necessarily giving it, like, super high, but
I mean,
let's players, they'll play it, and they're like, this is actually pretty good.
I stopped reading and giving a damn about reviewers.
I don't read any reviews.
I think it was, it was a Mega Ruby off Sapphire. It was 7.8 out of 10. Too much water. That was the only reason why I got 7.8.
Became a meme central.
Meme central.
I think it wasn't super good before then because most games didn't get below a 6.
Yeah. I'm just waiting for their review on, and then like Call of Duty would get like a 9.8. It's like, that's suspicious. I'm just waiting for
wait,
their, like...
9.6... How many games have gotten a 10 on that? I know Ocarina of Time, I think, got either a 10 or a 9.9.
I'm just waiting for their free houses to be like, yeah, there's too many units. Bad game. Too many units.
I mean, to be honest, though, when Three Houses comes out, you know that is honestly going to be a problem. There's going to be too many units. Some of them are just going to be bad.
It's like, I get you late game and you're level 1.
Oh my god, it's like, hey, yeah, in this path this unit is exactly the same, just has slightly worse stats and stats it needs. What
and his name is Wyland. He's back.
That was one of the things. It's like the older games, they had bad units, but they were like, they kind of had a, they were intentionally bad. In the new games, it's like, okay, you're bad because you don't have a speed stat. You don't have a speed stat, and you're not an armor knight. Benched.
Benched. Rip. But yeah.
When HP's so low in these new games.
Let's Go is good. Neil and I, as we speak, are just kind of playing it in the background.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm shining it, and you're playing. I'm gonna probably give it a 7 out of 10.
I was thinking the exact same thing. I looked over and was like, oh, he already wrote down that number. I was gonna write down the same thing.
Yeah.
Like, I'd give other Pokemon games, not counting Sun and Moon, and Ultra Sun and Moon, probably like 8s, I'd say.
I'm biased on X. Or 6th gen, I'm biased. That's a 9 out of 10.
I mean, I'm not biased, but I still think 6th gen has more enjoyability than Sun and Moon. Hands down.
Yeah.
I think it's probably better than some other ones as well. I don't know.
My reason on the 6th gen is I capped that game. 999 hours on that fucking game.
I mean,
I have to give it a 9.
I'd give, Heart Gold and Soul Silver, but I'd give, like, Diamond and Pearl, like, a lower mark than, like, probably X and Y, even though somehow I capped the cash and platinum without realizing. During a Nuzlocke, and I was like, what happened?
X and Y was, it came at a time that was kind of hard for me too, so it was just kind of, I'll just play Pokemon.
Oh boy, what was it, like, it was like grade 9? Or grade?
It was grade 10.
Grade 10?
I had a lot of moving stuff.
I thought grade 10 was, Omega Ruby.
No, that was grade 11.
No, that was 11.
Grade 10, I think it came out. Like, I didn't get a 3DS, and then, I'm pretty sure it came out in, like, October. I remember your brother talking about it, and then I got it in December. And it was good. It came at a time for me that was just kind of like, I need an escape place, and Pokemon was that. So I did a lot of shiny hunting for that. Pokemon's good.
good franchise.
Good game.
I don't know if they've ever really,
I'd have to say, I feel like that we
entry?
Met via Pokemon
probably,
because we didn't start speaking
that one spare. That the spare, the god spare that Shane was there for.
That fucking spare we talked about.
We played the Smash
demo. We played
demo,
Pokemon,
like,
and then
we played
Smash
the
demo.
Smash demo like every day,
and then it came out.
And then did we go to class that day?
Nope.
I don't think so.
It was a PA day.
Oh, yeah, it was, wasn't it?
I think that was Omega Ruby.
No, it was Omega Ruby. Day. Omega Ruby came out. No,
or
no.
A snow day, sorry.
Smash,
it was a snow day.
Smash came out. Somewhere.
In October.
Yeah, Smash was like, was it October? It was early October, if it was.
Yeah, it was 3DS. Yeah. I remember Omega Ruby.
Omega Ruby was November,
out,
like, 13th or something.
It came out the exact same day Smash Wii U came out.
Exactly.
So... Yeah. Good times. I'm excited for Smash. Shiny hunting's pretty good. I'm currently, my team, I might as well tell you guys my team. My team is a Starmie, a Victory Bell, Nidoqueen, because I haven't used Nidoqueen before, a Dragonair, soon to be Dragonite, an Eevee, just in case, type coverage, and then a Alolan Marowak, because
I like how
Alolan
you
Marowak.
Were like, my whack-ass team, Dragonite.
My whack-ass
team. Like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Isn't Dragonite, like, the pseudo, so, like, a thing people usually use? I mean, okay, my final team, which I had, like, three other team members that have been cut for having either, like, just being inherently bad... Oh, four other team members. I've just been either inherently bad because they got kind of, like, you know, bad...
God, I tried to use a Drowsy, dude.
I think he gets confusion, like, right away. That can carry you till, like, probably
slow,
psychic.
Dude. And then I got Hypno, and I was like, oh, no.
So, yeah, you got rid of him, didn't you?
Yeah, I have Starmie now. Because it gave me a water type.
I mean, I had, like, Mankey for a while, and I just stopped using him because I was like, I want to use other Mons.
I had Charmeleon.
Yeah. I was like, okay. I was going to use Charizard or whatever because I was playing Pikachu version. So like I was like, well, I don't get Vulpix, and I was like, that was like the one mon I would have used probably over. And then I found out, you don't get Flamethrower. If you stay as a Charmander, you get it like 39 maybe. But if you evolve it, it becomes 40 plus. If you evolve it again, it's like level 53. So you're stuck with Ember till like 47, which is Air Slash.
Yay!
Yay! You get the TM before you learn Flamethrower.
Yeah.
What? I guess you get Fire Punch decent. Not really.
Okay, video game.
So, I mean, I had a level 36 Sandshrew to get Earthquake early, which carried. I don't know why. Sandshrew was carrying me. It was amazing. So, my final team, which I have an Arcanine, because Growlithe learns Flamethrower at, like, level 17 for some reason. So, I was like, I'm using that. Second time I think I've ever used Arcanine, so that's my excuse for using a, I guess, normally used Mon. Sandslash, because exclusive, and I like Sandslash. And he's not terrible in this game, so that's great. Alolan Ninetales I got from you, because I wanted to use a Ninetales eventually.
I got you, fam.
This is the only game that Alolan Ninetales has been available not at the end of the game.
Yeah.
Which was, like, the dumbest thing in Sun and Moon. It was like, hey, you want Ice-type? End of the game! There's nothing left but the Elite Four. No trainers or anything. I got Pikachu, who's he's just chilling. He's not as OP as Eevee, but he's chilling. I got a Vaporeon after dumping Krabby, because Krabby doesn't get any.
No!
It gets one good move, and it's at like level 47. It gets Crab Hammer, and that is the only good move it gets.
This is why I decided against Goldeen, dude.
Doesn't it learn Waterfall by level up? You get Waterfall, it learns Waterfall. I guarantee you that. And you get it in the Celadon. Krabby doesn't get Waterfall. That is my excuse.
That is your excuse.
I have an excuse. Also, I think you can run Scald. Krabby, 25 special attack. The only thing I O-code or could use Scald on was ground rock types. And like sometimes they went one shot.
There's a fucking Ninetales just spawned.
Ooh.
Not shiny.
Wait, so. That early?
Yeah, we're at 8.
Wow. I mean, I caught a Doduo and immediately got Dodrio spawn. Which was like, the exact same thing that happened with Ponyta on the same route. Oh, and I got Venusaur because I guess it's my favorite. It's probably my favorite grass type this gen out of the, like, 5.
I mean, I'm very much tied between Squirtle, Team Squirtle, and Bulbasaur, but I try to lean towards Bulbasaur, but my thing is that I also really love Victory Bell, so it's like, oh, those are two poison grass.
I mean, out of the starters, I like Squirtle the least, which is weird, I guess.
Weird, yeah.
I think Charizard is, like, the hipster Charizard's thing to not like?
Yeah,
put
obviously.
As, like, your bottom? But, like, at the same time, I feel like people just put Bulbasaur at the bottom because, like, you know, of how popular the other two are. I'm assuming.
I love Bulbasaur. Bulbasaur's one of my favorites.
I like it. Like, I think Gen 1 had, like, the most consistent starter pair, probably.
Yeah.
It's just I would never pick Squirtle over the other two. I think I played through with
Squirtle
once.
Dude, Rapid Spin Blastoise.
Dude,
it's top tier.
You don't get Rapid Spin in this game. Stealth Rock OP. Stealth Rock banned from competitive.
Yo,
probably.
Stealth Rock's animation is amazing.
Yes.
It's amazing.
Such a good animation. Except, like, you know, it's going to be banned because you can't get rid of it, which makes Charizard useless. Most flying types are just kind of bad.
Honestly, I feel like competitive battling in this game just can be a fucking joke. I'd rather just do Ultra Moon.
I think Sun and Moon is still the competitive. I think it's going to be the competitive for the rest of the year.
If I'm going to play competitive battling, I think it's going to be on Showdown.
Yeah, that seems like the easiest. Dude, it sounded like a Victory Bell or something just spawned on your, like, screen. I just heard, like, a whack-ass cry, and it's not my game. Because I'm just stuck in the middle of a battle, waiting.
I mean, my game's muted.
That's wild.
I don't know, dude.
Because I heard a cry, but There's no.
It's not my cat.
Ghosts in the podcast.
Ghosts. Yeah. Ooh, it's the ghost of our future guest.
So, if you want the funnest experience, I'd say don't use all optimal mons. Try not to abuse your starter, and do things while underleveled.
Yes.
Underleveled is fun.
Before we swap to our next topic, our quick little topic, Neil, you bought the Pokeball.
I did.
How is the Pokeball?
I used it once and stopped because I felt like after getting it, it was kind of whack because A button is pressing down the stick, which is not fun. Not fun at all. The B button is not in a great spot. It's the button on top, which is also the X button.
Just use it for Pokemon Go. It automatically spins stops for you. So it's like, oh, now I never have to do anything.
Which is one thing. Does it have to link to your phone to do that?
Yes.
Okay, so I'd have to leave my data on, which I don't normally do.
Yeah. So. Oh, okay. RIP.
Because I was like, wait a minute, it automatically spins Pokestops, because I heard about that, and then I was like,
yeah.
Does it have a like GPS built in?
No.
Is it like the next generation of Pokewalker, but like better?
Yeah, I'm debating on getting my friend Let's Go Pikachu for Christmas, and I'm probably going to get the Pokeball edition, take the Pokeball out.
You still going to give him the box or keep the box?
I'm going to keep the box.
The Pokeball disc does come with the box still.
Is the game individually wrapped?
Yeah.
Like, is it sealed?
Okay, like, cool. You open up the box and it's like, it's kind of empty. Because Pikachu's like slid up against one side and you look down and it's just like the Pokeball.
Yay.
If you want to give him the box, it's going to be hard. But if you just want to give him the game, it's going to be easy.
Yeah, I'm just going to give him the game. Because his thing was that like he didn't want to spend $80 on a not actual game, Pokemon game.
So you're just going to give it like as a gift? Or are you going to be like, hey, you want only $40? Is that better?
No, I'll probably just give it to him for Christmas.
Christmas present.
Here you go. Here's a good Christmas present.
Pretty good.
And I also want the ball.
I mean, is it much? Well, I guess you couldn't find the ball by itself. That's like
no, I couldn't. Reason. I looked.
I mean, they said at GameStop, they're like, it's rare, and I'm like,
it's rare.
Sure.
I found it on Amazon.
I thought you just
find
get anything.
I can find
easy.
A Palutena amiibo for $20, like, on Amazon.
Huh. Well, was it? Well, I guess who really wants Palutena? She wasn't very good. I mean, unless custom moves are illegal. Then I'd say she was great.
Moving on to our next subject, I'm just going to go on a little Fire Emblem Cypher rant-ish.
Tangent. Let's go.
Tangent, I guess. Yeah.
We played Cypher.
We did.
We played some wacky stuff.
It's fun.
Fun. I'd say, like, I mean, I didn't really get into too many card games, but, like, it's weird because it gets my blood pumping.
Yeah.
Honestly, something I normally think.
If you play battle royales, this is gonna be a weird fucking.
I mean, dude, I played Minecraft survival
Minecraft,
games.
Hunger games. Hunger
I only
games,
won
dude.
One. I don't know if I played like so, ever anything else. But
if you played battle royales,
that's the only one I played.
One of the things about battle royales is that it'll get your blood pumping.
Exactly.
Oh, there goes my computer.
That was probably why I stopped playing.
When there's like 10 people left, and you're like sitting there and just shooting or whatever,
and then you get sniped from a cheat across the map.
Or then there's like 2 people left. That is the same feeling I get when playing Fire Emblem Cypher. We're both down to 0 orbs.
And then I'm sitting there, and in the one game,
I got one card in hand.
The one game,
might be my lord.
The game I lost. I'm sitting there. I've got one dodge, and I'm just thinking to myself, Well, shit. Meanwhile, in all the other games, I'm sitting there, and I'm like, I got like 3 dodges. I am good.
3 dodges. I'm like,
I am good to go for a while.
I finally figured out the deck that I like.
We also figured out we can pull cards when we promote. Whoops.
Yeah, we can draw. Oops.
That would have helped.
That's, That would have helped.
That would have helped a lot, especially for me, when all my promotions went to, like, the retreat, and all my healers were at the bottom of my deck, aside from the one I had, right at the start.
That's why I haven't made YouTube videos yet about it while I was playing, because I'm like, I gotta make sure I get the rules down first.
Yeah, you gotta make sure that it's not like those first three games.
Yeah.
I mean, they were balanced.
They were balanced. It was just slow.
Yeah. We were both learning. I'm sitting there reading my cards.
Reading.
And then I'm just
card explains the cards.
Well, I guess I won't use this card.
I have a gripe for it, like, especially if it were to eventually come into actual physical cards, I might still only play Unlucky for, let's face it, I'll probably still buy the cards, because
I'm a sucker.
I'm a sucker for them.
They're beautiful.
yeah, very much. But the thing is about it is that it's a very, quote-unquote, prince-heavy format, and so in card games, it's either a prince-heavy format or
Popper Light.
Or Popper, where Popper usually means it's very common, uncommon focus, and like your rares are either your bombs or they're not that great. In Prince, it's very, you gotta have these rares, and that's the thing is that like I'm running four Charlottes and they're super rares, and it's like you're running four Lutes, they're super rares.
They are super rares, aren't they?
Yeah, it's like. Lord.
Yeah,
right?
Your lords are all like super rare, aren't they?
And like,
they're super rare or more.
Yeah, and like the thing is about the game itself too is that like it requires you to run multiple copies. So like even if you
pretty much four of everything.
even if we pulled a Charlotte, right? If I want to have a Charlotte deck, I need to have three more Charlottes.
You need to buy six more boxes.
Yeah. I'll probably just buy the single. The single, she's only like six.
Oh yeah,
bucks.
By herself.
I might just buy
the
single.
That'd probably be better. You already have one, but like, I mean, if you ever want to play physically, which I doubt.
Maybe.
So I don't know why you need, like, would you really need more than one?
Yes. I feel like, with Charlotte, especially, or just anybody, if you want to play physical cards.
Yeah, if you want to play physical, but like who's going to play physical with you when they can't read the cards?
When they can't read the cards. Yeah, I'm more saying if the game were to come to English.
Oh yeah. You'd probably buy multiple copies.
Because again, you need cards of the same name. It doesn't need to be the same actual class name or the same actual name. It just needs to be the same character name in your hand to do dodges and to bond and to do critical hits. So it's like it's requiring you to play multiple copies of cards, right? So it's like in my Eldegun deck, I think I have 10 Eldegun.
There's a Lucina deck, which is literally like only
Lucinas. So it's like, I have a gripe with that because it's like, if the game ever comes out to English, you bet your ass I'm going to try to play it and I'm going to introduce it to people. But it's like, it can get
weird. Just play online simulators.
Yeah, I don't know. Lackey's janky. We both can agree that Lackey is janky. It's hilarious that it's janky.
Got like a easy key for like a thing. What's a mouse zero? It doesn't work.
What's a mouse zero? it just doesn't work.
I don't have those super MLG gaming mice. I guess I just don't.
I'm very much a fan of it. I'm actually gonna probably message the Discord later and just be like, hey, I want to play a game. I'm not that great yet, but I want to play.
Dude, just use your Charlotte. They'll hate you. Charlotte seems like one of those things.
It's so good. I mean, my problem is with Charlotte, and just to get on a... Now let's talk about the actual cards. My problem is with Charlotte is that she gets plus 70 attack on your turn if you have a male, but the thing is that, like...
So wait,
their turn...
Okay, one thing that I was thinking that the card would have made sense is because I noticed this on another card. I think it's Illyana. It's like once you untap the unit, it would get plus 10 attack or plus 20 attack or something. But it was it was a pretty bad card. So that's what I was thinking Charlotte might have, but I assume it's just you need a male, right?
I need a 5 cost higher male.
I guess it's 5 cost. So
I'm going to put Charlotte on the screen. It'll be in Japanese, but in translation, you can easily get.
The whole time, it's just been Charlotte this whole time.
Oh, well, no.
Dude just randomly gave me a Porygon.
If you watched episode 2, mid episode, I just kind of swapped a couple of things.
Wait a minute. Do you know where you even get Porygon in Gen 1?
I don't know, dude.
I don't even remember.
Do you want a Porygon? Actually, I randomly found a Porygon.
Dude just gave me one after Silph-Co.
Oh, okay. anyways. So, yeah, that's the thing with Charlotte is that, like, she goes up to 140 and then she gets super strong. She usually kills something.
Yeah, I mean, when you're at 140 and then, like, the highest for a card is 100, and that's, like, three cards.
Next turn, she goes down to 70, and then she usually dies.
No, she's 70 on, like...
On your turn.
Unless you have no males or something.
No, it's super rare. That's the base. That's the one cost.
Oh, okay, the one cost.
So she goes back down to 70, so it's like,
well then everyone targets her, hopefully.
And then everyone targets her, and it's like, well, I'm going to have a boatload of Charlottes in my hand. Or hope to dear God that you miss, and you miss your supports. Like,
I mean, wait, does she have a one cost?
Yes.
Oh, no. I'm just like, main character Charlotte. Think about it.
No, it won't work.
Well, you just have to, like, get up to 5 bonds, right?
Well, no, the thing is, with main character Charlotte, first of all, she's 30 attack instead of 40, right? It requires you to have either a male or no males, so you need a male on your turn.
Can't you just summon a male?
So if I have a male, okay, on my turn, she gets plus 20 attack, so she goes to 50. If I have no males on your turn, she gets 20 attack. Or it's the opposite.
I think it's if you have no males, she's better on enemy phase.
On enemy phase.
So you just wouldn't run it until you promote her.
But the thing is, if I run an MC deck of her, you'll just target the males. So she'll just become even more useless. I feel like she's a good supporting card.
I'd want to leave the males alive on, like, enemy when I'm, like, fighting you, though. Because I want to leave them alive so that she's weaker. But then the minute you promote her, she's just as good as, like, any other unit aside from on, like, your phase when she just decks something.
Mm. Like, the thing is, if you run a Xander deck, which I'm running as my MC, I always get that trigger when Xander's promoted. So it's, like, it's just more reliable to do that.
Isn't that, like, lore-based? Because isn't, like, Charlotte, like, the best pair for Xander?
No, it's always the Avatar.
I think it's the most optimal pair for Xander, so...
I don't know what you're talking about, dude.
I mean, the Avatar. People don't count the Avatar when they talk about, like, good pairings.
Actually, for me, it's Benny. If I'm not pairing with Charlotte, it's with Benny.
Yo, I went into, like, the fighting Koga plate, fighting dojo, right? First thing I played, Graveler.
A Graveler?
What?
It explodes?
I switched to an Ice type. I switched to Ninetales because I was like, you know what? This will be easy.
Yeah, fairy type. Moonblast.
Nah, you don't get Moonblast. I think the only thing that gets Moonblast is, like, Gloom, probably. I saw Gloom use Moonblast, and I was like, what? Why are the trainers teching Moonblast?
Expect some Cypher stuff on the continent. On the YouTube channel. I know this
does come from another continent, technically. Yeah. So.
We're definitely... play some more Cypher, and I'm enjoying it. I'm just gonna say it right now, it is my card game of choice right now.
I mean, it's my card game of choice. Out of does Catan count?
Pokemon.
Probably not, so yeah.
Yeah, it's
or wait, what good. About Crazy Eights?
Crazy Eights, yo, go fish 1v1 me. My CCG, I should have said that. TCG, trading card game, collectible card game.
CCG. Can we play figure game? FF. You know how there's that Pokemon...
collectible figure game?
CF game? G? I mean, they have it for Pokemon, so we gotta play... we'll play the...
A gacha game?
The duelist one, or whatever.
Oh, God, no. No.
No, it looks jank as fuck.
Please,
so.
No. Anyways, I feel like that's going to probably do it for today's episode. Neo, any final words before we tease the next episode?
I don't know. Like, cards, very pretty.
Cards, good. Let's go, good.
yeah.
Fae banner, no.
This dude also has a Poliwhirl. Where are the fighting types? I fought one fighting type.
Like, so the next episode, Smash Brothers will be out. Not that episode, but the episode after. So we're gonna do a big speculation and just kind of hype video or video podcast, and we're gonna have a special guest. Your brother's gonna join us now.
Oh no!
It's gonna be a fun time. Anyways, folks, you can find me on the web at OperaZombie707 on YouTube and on Twitter. Neil's at Lord_Nero. Other than that, feel free to check it out.